And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Every show has a theme, and today's theme is all things that are uniquely American. Each of my guests is discussing an American subject, whether it's the right to dissent, baseball, or GOP presidential candidates. This next segment is a call-in segment. I'm going to open up the mic and let callers express whatever's on their mind. We'll take a look at all the topics that you want to tackle. And if you want to call in, the telephone number is 639-0008. What's on your mind, Ventura, is a new segment each Tuesday where you get to turn the tables on me. Instead of me interviewing a guest, you call in and you can interview me with whatever topic's on your mind. The call-in number is 639-0008. Call in, share whatever's on your mind. Call, talk about national, international, statewide, or local topics. I want to hear from you. What's going on right now in the world around you? Call in and share it. What's got you puzzled or frustrated? Call in and share that too. No topic is off limits. If you're a regular listener, you know I address a wide range of subjects on this show, and that's because you want to know more about the world around you. Now's the time to call in, and let's discuss these topics in more details. The number is 639-0008, and that's the same number that you'll use to call in if you want to win 4 sandwiches or 4 salads from Urbane Cafe. Just give us a call at 639-0008 and be the second caller at that number, and you can win 4 sandwiches or 4 salads from Urbane Cafe. And remember, you don't have to go on the air to win the sandwiches and win the salads. Number 639-0008. All right, first topic on my mind until we get a caller is Frank McCourt and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, this is a very unique and a very important time in the history of both the L.A. Dodgers and Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has asked a bankruptcy judge to order the team to be sold at auction. Frank McCourt, the owner of the team, is asking the bankruptcy judge to void his contract with Fox Television so that he can auction off the Dodgers' TV rights, and he would earn a tidy sum of a couple $100 million if he did that. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has made his most aggressive move yet. He's threatening to terminate the Dodgers from the league if Frank McCourt does not sell the team. Very strong words. This is a storied franchise. The Dodgers have been around for decades. They are one of the most popular teams. Of course, they're the team that brought us Jackie Robinson. This year was not a bad season, all things considered. They had an 82-79 record, which means they had a winning record for the season. They had a fantastic finish towards the end there. And the Dodgers had both a MVP candidate in Matt Kemp and a Cy Young candidate in Clayton Kershaw on the team. There's a lot to be proud of with the Dodgers organization. But during this period of populist sentiment, like we were talking about in the first segment, Occupy Wall Street, the anti-business sentiment that's going on, is this a good thing for baseball? Is this a good thing for sports in general for Bud Selig, Frank McCourt, and all of these people to be arguing over the Dodgers? It appears like a millionaire owner is trying to use the Dodgers to pay off his divorce settlement. It also appears that rich people are fighting rich people, and the only people suffering in all of this are the fans who want to see good baseball. Low attendance at this year's baseball games is clearly a sign that this is a protest on the part of fans about the team's management. Now, Bud Selig, who is the commissioner of baseball, is taking these aggressive measures by threatening to terminate the Dodgers from Major League Baseball. My question for Bud Selig is this. Where was the commissioner's backbone when the McCourts first came to Major League Baseball offering to buy the team? Any reasonable background check would have revealed that the McCourts were undercapitalized to own a team. Yet, Commissioner Selig and the other baseball owners granted the McCourts the franchise anyway. I mean, is there any doubt that if any kind of a crisis came along that they would that the McCourts would be in financial trouble as they are today, that this would happen to the Dodgers? All you had to do was look at the financials. And what a PR fiasco this has turned out to be for Major League Baseball, for the commissioner, and for the Dodgers as well. It's not the only fiasco that's out there in sports, however. The NFL narrowly avoided a lockout this year. And it's only because the players caved in on revenue sharing that the season happened at all. And history is going to look back at this NFL decision at the negotiations, and they're going to judge it a complete failure by the NFL Players Association and a total victory on the part of the NFL owners. And time will tell on that, but it looks as though it's going to be one of the great disasters for the NFL players. The NBA has missed all of its preseason and could lose the first 2 weeks of the regular season unless that lockout is resolved, and that does not seem likely. So I'm not one to toot the populist horn because I don't believe in that. But what it looks like for all of the sports leagues is we have wealthy owners battling even wealthier players over more money, more TV rights, shorter schedules, etc., etc., while the rest of the country wrestles with 10% unemployment and a weakening economy. If you've got a thought on this or about sports in general, give us a call at 639-0008, 639-0008. I want to hear from you. What do you think about Major League Baseball? What do you think about the Dodgers? What do you think? Should Matt Kemp be the MVP, even though he was on a team that was not in the playoffs? Should Clayton Kershaw be the Cy Young winner for the National League? He had a fantastic season this year. Call in and express it. 639-0008 is the number. Big shout out to Chuck in Oxnard. Chuck, thanks for being a loyal listener. You're also the winner of four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve you. One right there in Oxnard at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose. The other is here in Ventura at 4350 Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Shopping Center. Chuck, I'll get those coupons to you in the mail. And thanks again for being a loyal listener. Did you know that my interviews are available on the Apple iTunes Store? That's right. You just go to iTunes Store, type in Billy the Brain in the search box, select podcasts, and you can download any of the interviews that I do for free. You can put them on your iPod, your iPhone, or your iPad, and you can take me with you wherever you go. All of that's found up on Apple's iTunes Store. All right, second topic, if we don't have any other callers, Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. This one I kind of like. Ben Bernanke has sealed the fate for President Obama in the 2012 elections without really knowing it. He has pretty much assured that President Obama will not get reelected. Here's why. Now, this is a tough one, so stay with me as I go through this explanation. Ben Bernanke, with Operation Twists, says that he is going to sell 2-year Treasury notes and buy 30-year Treasury notes. All of that sounds very complicated, but the net effect is going to be a flattening of the yield curves for banks. That means there'll be no difference in the yield on a 30-year bond as there is on a 2-year bond. That means our banks have no chance of making any money, which is sad because that means that the banks, who are the ones, the institutions that are going to be loaning the money, don't have the opportunity to loan more money as well. Broadcasting, the Fed is also going to keep interest rates constant for the next several years, pretty much means that with the constant 0% interest rate that the Fed is offering, plus the flattening of the yield curve, this economy has little chance of recovering in the next 2 years. That is a bitter pill to swallow if you're unemployed. That's a bitter pill to swallow if you're facing foreclosure, but that's pretty much what Ben Bernanke is signaling. Is it necessary? Probably so. This is probably the shakeout that we need in the economy to get things moving in the right direction, although it's going to be very unpleasant for a very long time. And that means well beyond the 2012 election. Does that mean it is going to be damaging to President Obama's chances of getting reelected? Most definitely. Democratic political pundits say that the economy matters little because the Republicans don't have a candidate to choose from that can defeat President Obama. But the Democrats need to remember, however, that Barack Obama was elected on the promise of hope and change, that he was going to take care of the economy, he was going to take care of the big banks. And remember, he was a relative unknown at the time that he ran. The Republicans have the same opportunity this time in 2012 to hijack hope and change over the economy and defeat President Barack Obama in the election. Remember, Barack Obama would do well to remember that another Democratic presidential candidate said when he was running for office, "It's the economy, stupid." And that's going to be the case as well. By the way, the president that said that was President Bill Clinton. It's the economy, stupid. And if Barack Obama doesn't take care and notice what Ben Bernanke is doing, he's probably not going to get reelected. Have you liked me on Facebook? You can go to Facebook and just type in Billy the Brain. Go to there, and I have a page that is set up especially for the show. It'll bring you to the page for my show, and then you can hit like on that page, become a friend, follow the show, and you'll get advance notice of all of the guests that are coming on the show as well. And big shout out again to Chuck, who was the winner of the three sandwiches and three salads from Urbane Cafe. No callers for the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball. No callers on the economy. So let's talk about whether or not we're better than we were 50 years ago. And I was mentioning in the last interview with Margaret Kunstler that a college education at Harvard in 1962 cost $1,520. Now, move that forward because of inflation and put it into today's dollars, that would cost $10,900 in today's dollars. The thing is, Harvard today is charging $36,305 just for tuition. If you add in tuition and board, the 1 year total comes up to $52,652 for a Harvard education. So my question is a Harvard education today 3.5 times better than the Harvard education was in 1962? I'd be hard-pressed to say that it is. In fact, I'd go the opposite direction and say that it is worth less. Because in 1962, there weren't that many great mainline colleges and universities that were out there. And certainly Harvard was the cream of the cream back then, as it is today. The difference between then and today is that Harvard has competition. There are many other great universities, not only in the United States, but many other great universities around the world that can compete with a Harvard education, that attract the same quality level of professors, that have the same recognition that a Harvard University does. So for Harvard University to see inflation go on their tuition as it has gone out of control over these last 50 years seems a little bit irresponsible on the parts of the administration at Harvard University. In fact, overall, if you take a look at the inflation in college tuitions, it is one of the highest raising rates of inflation that there is in the United States. It's frightening. You compare the rate of inflation in college tuition versus the rate of inflation in healthcare. Shouldn't be any doubt that in your mind that the inflation in education is actually far surpassing the inflation in healthcare. And yet we had a healthcare initiative bill that was passed just 2 years ago to try to curtail the rising cost of medical expenses in this country. College education is growing even faster than that, yet nobody seems to pay any attention to that. The reason is that the college education, the college tuition, is backed by the government. You know that any bank that loans you money to get a college education is backed by Sallie Mae. Sallie Mae is a quasi-federal government agency that will backstop the bank's loss if you default on your loan. And so, therefore, the banks have no incentive not to lend you money. They want you to have that money because they have no downside risk. The colleges and the universities very well know that the government is backing with Sallie Mae your college education. So they will continue to raise the price of a college education to these stratospheric numbers simply because they know that the government is there to back up any loans that a student takes out at any given time. And who's caught in the middle? Well, clearly it's the students and the parents of students who take out these loans to pay for these high-priced college educations, knowing that the university has nothing to lose by keeping increasing its tuition, that the banks have nothing to lose by loaning you this money because they're backstopped by the government, and the only people that will lose are us, the taxpayers, that have to foot the bill when student loans are defaulted. There's no reason that you should have to default on a student loan. If you want to go to college, that's an admirable thing. There are many state institutions that will help you get a good college education. In my own family, I have a niece who had the opportunity to go to a state school and wanted to go to a private school, TCU, instead. And as a result, took out student loans above and beyond her means in order to go to the private institution. When she got out, just like many students today, she faced a dire job market and didn't get the type of job that would allow her to pay back that loan. So she is going into real tough circumstances in her own personal life, unable to save because she chose to get an inflated, overpriced education at a private institution when she had the opportunity to get the education at a state institution for far less money. Those are my thoughts. If you've got any other thoughts, give us a call, 639-0008, 639-0008, and that's What's on Your Mind Ventura County for today.